Blackstone Audio presents After Fidel, the inside story of Castro's regime and Cuba's next leader, by Brian Littell. This book is for Jill. Pity the country that has no hero. Pity the country that needs a hero. Bertolt Brecht, Galileo. For a leader to emerge, the only thing needed is the need for a leader. Fidel Castro, 1985. Prologue. I began work on the CIA's Cuba desk in July 1964, up on the sixth floor of the agency's new headquarters building in Langley, Virginia. There were five or six of us working on Cuba, at a time when there were few other leaders of such intense interest in Washington policy circles as Fidel Castro. New CIA analysts in the 1960s learned by the seat of their pants. There was no CIA university with pretentious bureaucrats posing as deans or department chairs, and not much codified wisdom about analytic tradecraft. We probably learned better and faster than later generations did. But if so, it was because we were mentored by some of the best the agency has ever produced. My teachers were all from the founding generation of intelligence analysts. Most were wise and worn veterans of World War II, many of them scholars and old-school intellectuals with broad ranges of interests. Among them were nationally recognized camellia and orchid experts, medievalists, linguists, anthropologists, former English professors, and cross-cultural psychologists. Many of them, even those who had no direct responsibility for Cuba or Latin